Okay, hi, it's Alistair Creelman again at the Next Generation Learning Conference in Falun, Sweden, and I'm sitting next to Joachim Svensson, who is really the chief organizer of the event, the chair of the program committee, and has been running around making sure everything works. A little bit from you about the background to the conference. Why now? Why this conference?
Yeah, so apart from being the organizing chair of this conference, I'm also a program leader for a research and development program called the NGL program here at Dalarna University. And really that's the background for this conference right now. Coming into our second or third year of that initiative, we feel that we want to raise this issue and put it as a point of debate nationally and create a forum for that is niched really to what the coming generation or next generation of learning can be, and not just isolated to web-based learning or e-learning, but in a broader context of developing education and learning.
Okay, and where do we go from here? We've got some great examples, some excellent role models. We've been inspired in many ways. What next?
Yeah, that is always the case. How to benefit from a conference when you leave a conference on Thursday or Friday. And what we want to do is we from our side want to follow up this conference with maybe similar conferences every other year and smaller niched one-day conferences. But that alone is not enough. We have to work even harder to get the policymakers and politicians to recognize that these issues are important, whether where we want them to be or not. The development of pedagogy, of e-learning and web-based learning and educational development will become more important whether Sweden wants it or not. And as Betty Malmberg so critically acclaimed, she said that they are not even discussing these type of questions right now. And that is something that just can't stand.
Yeah, we've got to get it onto the agenda.
Definitely. We have to get it to the agenda, and more so to just to guarantee the quality of web-based learning, really, so that web-based learning and e-learning is not some kind of second-class education where campus education is the first choice and then you go on to other alternatives.
Okay.